I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A grim update from the Dakota County Health Department as officials recorded 7 additional deaths due to complications of COVID-19, for a total of 65 since the start of the pandemic. There were 2 new cases. Siouxland District Health added 42 new cases of COVID-19 in a 24-hour period in Woodbury County. There have been 171 deaths and more than 12,400 cases, with almost 90% recovered. The 14-day test positivity rate for Woodbury County is up again by almost a third of a percent point to 15.8%. 44 Iowa counties have an average positivity rate of over 15%. Hospitalizations at Sioux City's 2 medical facilities continue to fall, with 46 recorded on Tuesday. 1 month ago, there were 88 patients. Statewide, there are almost 600 Iowans in the hospital who have tested positive for the virus, with about 20% of the patients in the ICU. A plan to revitalize Sioux City's riverfront received a big boost. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs awarded the Chris Larson Park Redevelopment Project $400,000. It was the biggest amount of the $1.25 million handed out to 9 different communities across the state. Phase 1 of the more than $12 million project broke ground in June and includes a new public park in the place where the Argosy Casino used to sit. And as Siouxland braces for more wintry weather, the National Weather Service says 2020 was a dry year for Sioux City. The year ended up with just over 20 inches of precipitation. Normally, we see about 28 inches. So the year was more than 7.5 inches below normal, making 2020 the 19th driest year on record. The record was set in 1976 with 14 1/3 inches. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.